3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We do have Dan Wetzel on now. I've teased this many times, but a little bit of breaking news, and maybe then we can get Dan's reaction on this. What do you got, Brent?
Yeah, this coming from The Athletic. The NCAA, from Nicole Auerbach, the NCAA Division I Council has approved a blanket waiver for all spring sport athletes to get an extra year of eligibility. Schools will be able to offer less or zero aid or match what they provided this year, up to each school for each athlete. So you got, as schools, you're on your own there to decide what to do. So that'll be interesting to see how all that plays out.
And Dan Wetzel joins us now from Yahoo Sports. Dan, before we get into some of the other stuff, an interesting thing going forward is NCAA schools, it sounds like now we'll have an extra crop of seniors sticking around for another year, and we'll have to figure out how to budget them, to fit them into rosters, and everything else will go into that.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, feel-good ideas, and then you get into the logistics, which, you know, obviously is not the type of stuff that you, I, or anybody listening pretty much, you know, has to deal with. But, like, you know, you're going to have, I mean, what about the, let's say you got eight seniors on your baseball team, and then there's eight recruits, and everybody stays, you know, like a 40-man baseball team. You know, there's the money. There's, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know what to think of that. I didn't have a, you certainly feel bad for all the people that lost their senior year or their last chance to compete. I kind of feel worse for the high school kids. But at the same time, like, I don't know that, there's a lot of people losing a lot of stuff right now. You know, I don't know that this was a problem that needed this solution. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I guess, and I think it puts a lot of strain on things. And I'm guessing a lot of kids actually won't even do it. I think that'd be interesting. How many want to move on? Although in this economy, is there a lot of seniors that are just jumping at the thing? I mean, do you get to go to grad school? Can you get into grad school? There's a lot of issues. And so, you know, the athletic departments make a lot of money. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. And then the schools are all hurting right now. So it's not like there's higher education's going to have probably less students in the fall that thought they could go and afford it. I know a lot of people's, you know, college savings took a beating, or just a million different questions going into everything. And it's just sort of is one more. I'm not sure you're not better off just moving on than stacking it up. Although I get it on the individual level feeling for some of those kids that really wanted one last chance to compete.
Well, Dan Wetzel with us. And Dan, on top of that, we're still in the unknown. We don't even know where we're going to be when it comes to college football, which is a big moneymaker for, you know, a select number of schools as well. So you put that on top of it as far as unknown, huh?
Yeah, when you talk to people in college athletics, as I do, I mean, everybody wants a football season next year. But, I mean, how do we know? You know, that it's just anybody making grand pronouncements at this point is lying to you. They just, there's no way to know. There's no way to know where this is going. We don't know when, how long this will last, longer or shorter. We don't know, you know, whether it springs back up. We don't know that, okay, maybe we can have some relaxation of the different, you know, social distancing rules, which already vary dramatically by state to state, which, you know, could prolong it in certain places, or who knows. How do you have a national football season if certain places can't do it? I don't know. And nobody really knows. I mean, you talk, everyone's panicked about it. I just think anybody who says this is going to happen for sure is crazy. I had a guy tell me he doesn't know if the Olympics can go off next summer either. Like, if it's really 18 months till you have a vaccine, how do you do it? And you know, everyone's like, we'll have it by early 2021. Well, what if we don't? What if it's not till June of 2021? It's just so many unknowns and so much uncertainty. And obviously, if there wasn't a cut, I mean, I don't even want to fathom the idea of no football, NFL or college. But if that happened, or if you had to do less attendance, or however it works, and that hit the coffers of these schools, I mean, that is devastating to the athletic departments, because that is the bread and butter of the certainly the schools that most fans care about, is getting those people in the stadium, and then the devastation for these college towns that wouldn't have those weekends that are so big. So I don't know, man. I don't know. This whole thing sucks.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports, our guest. You wrote about Cam Newton. And if you told people, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, so there are going to be all these guys on rosters, Tyrod Taylor, I mean, maybe quarterbacks that you wouldn't expect to be starters in the NFL, but they'll not only be starters, be on rosters, but Cam Newton will be a free agent, an unsigned. How in the world did we get here, and what happens next for Cam Newton?
Yeah, this is crazy. I remember covering the Super Bowl in, you know, so February of 2016, so a little over 4 years ago, right? The 2015 season was his MVP. And that week, Carolina 17-1. He had 35 touchdown passes, 10 running, 630 yards rushing. And I know Lamar Jackson's got to blow these numbers up a little bit. But I thought, if you had told me the next 5 years the league was going to be dominated by Cam Newton, he was 25 years old at the time, or 26 or something, I would have said absolutely. I certainly would have predicted 3 Super Bowls for him at that point, not Tom Brady. And yet, here we are. I mean, he was unstoppable that year, and it looked like finally the passing had caught up to the running and the athletic skill, and he had developed into this kind of multi-tool thing. And then here we are. He doesn't have a team. I mean, you know, maybe Jacksonville, maybe L.A., I mean, Denver's got nobody. I mean, they're trading for Nick Foles. The Patriots would rather have Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. If you're going former Auburn quarterbacks to pick, you're not taking Jarrett Stidham over Cam Newton, but here we are. And so, I don't know. It's obviously injuries. And then I think it's the perception of, is this a guy? This is Superman, right? This guy's always the best guy on the field. Can he walk into a program and be a backup and say, all right, I'm going to compete for a job, or does he just take too much oxygen out of the room? And so I think the questions for Cam Newton, if he's got another run in him, and he's only 30, and if he's healthy, I would think he does, it's a matter of just showing what he can do and showing that he can work wherever he does end up, because he's not just going to be handed a job. Even if he goes to the Chargers, maybe Jacksonville would just hand it to him, but we'll see. This is where we're at with the guy. And but boy, he's got a lot of talent and a lot of ability. And I think he's still got a lot left in him if he can get it. I think he just has to kind of rewrite the narrative about himself, get healthy, and show what he can do.
It's just unbelievably bad timing, right? I mean, because this could be an ego hit for a lot of people. It's one thing for Teddy Bridgewater to get a job, Nick Foles gets a job. But you mentioned Jarrett Stidham, Tyrod Taylor. Like, these are better options than Cam Newton right now. It's simply got to be, right? Because people can't give him a physical. And he's got this injury cloud hanging over him.
Yeah, it's terrible timing. He can't show up at a facility and just work out. Now, you know, you can do some – these guys are trying to get things like Zoom and – like everybody else, trying to do things through video, but it's not quite the same. And that full physical and the whole bit. But I also think there's something to be said about, does he fit in? Can he be a backup? And that's what I think he's got to show. I equated it to when he was 19 and he left the University of Florida. At the time, he had to go to junior college. People didn't know how good he was. They didn't think he was as good as he had looked in high school. He backed up Tim Tebow for 2 seasons. Now, Tebow was an unbelievable high school player, or college player. But how does Cam Newton only get on the field for 12 passes in 2 years? Like, this guy is that talented, right? Still kind of almost amazing. And he had off-field problems, and people said, you know, can we have this guy around? He went to Blinn College and reinvented himself, and then went to Auburn and dominated, went to the NFL and eventually dominated there too. And So, but he does it with a huge personality. He does it with, you know, sucking up a lot of the oxygen, being the guy. He's, you know, like I said, he's Superman. But is that the kind of guy who can be a backup? It's not just the kind of guy like him. Like, would you take, can Tom Brady be a backup? No, Tom Brady's going to be a starter, right? So, you know, now people want to be a starter, but, you know, there's just different roles for people. You can't always just say, hey, I'll be that. You know, Brian Hoyer is going to be willing to sit there and do his job, and maybe he gets a chance, maybe he doesn't. Even though Nick Foles will do that, you don't always know when a guy is a former MVP is willing to do that. I think Cam needs to show that, take his time, and eventually he's going to give it. But it's a very odd position for him to be in. And even to a lesser extent, Jameis Winston, who I know threw 30 interceptions last year and absolutely killed Tampa Bay, but he also led the league in passing and threw 33 touchdowns, and he just has so many accuracy problems, but he's out of a job. I mean, that's two Heisman Trophy National Championship quarterbacks who have a lot of talent that are just sitting there right now, and a lot of guys we never heard of when they played college football or even the NFL in better spots.
Yeah, that is crazy. And that whole question on if they're okay with being a backup. Looking forward to watching that play out. Also looking forward to watching this documentary on HBO tomorrow called The Scheme. And we will most likely hear and see Will Wade's comments. Obviously, it's an investigation. It's the documentary on the FBI's investigation into college basketball from 2017 to 2019. What do you expect to see out of this documentary, and what do you expect to happen because of it, if anything?
Well, you know, I don't, you know, hopefully people like it. Christian Dawkins is certainly an interesting guy. I think you find him compelling and a unique guy to listen to. He tells his story for the first time, really. It's mainly the Christian Dawkins story. He's this kind of super aggressive kid, would-be agent, and he was pretty successful to the point where in his early 20s, he's become this semi-powerful middleman. Obviously, they're going to place, you know, there's some tapes in there of Will Wade and to maybe a lesser extent, Sean Miller, that I think will be pretty enlightening. You know, some of them we've already reported on. You know, Will Wade making the, quote, strong-ass offer, Devontae Smart and things like that. I think it's a little different when you hear those than when you read them. And I think once they're played, my guess is the NCAA could use them if they wanted in any of these cases. And I think it'd be interesting. You know, one of the reasons that Wade kept his job, and they were able to say, well, you know, there's a report that this happened, but how do we know? Now you're going to hear it. I don't know if LSU cares. I don't know if LSU fears the NCAA, cares about what's going on. I don't know if because of everything else that's going on, anybody should really care. I certainly don't care if Will Wade pays the kids or not, but they do have rules. These schools are supposed to follow them. If you listen to this, I think it's kind of hard to sit there and say, oh, no, I don't hear anything on the tape. So I think it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is Tuesday night when it comes out. I have no idea how fans and administrators and stuff will react. It'll just be pretty much anything wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, basically, Will Wade is when asked about the strong ass offer comment, he said, "I haven't heard the tape, I haven't seen it," and now he will not be able to say that. So he's not going to have any kind of plausible deniability here.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we reported it at Yahoo last year, and I, you know, that was sort of the response was, well, maybe this is all just made up. It wasn't really what Will Wade said, but you know, a lot of some of the LSU fans, and I always thought that was, I mean, you really think we're going to just make up an entire conversation? that the FBI could come out and say doesn't exist, and so that we all lose our jobs just to get Will Wade, like, you know, no, it happened. So, you know, I don't know. I think LSU was willing to stick with Will Wade last year because of this. And if they were banking on the idea that we made it up or it didn't exist, they were rolling the dice that this wouldn't eventually come out. And there's more conversations that haven't come out yet. I mean, once those tapes are out there, you sit there and say, well, we'll just hope it doesn't come out. That's a big hope. Now, if LSU just sits there and says, we don't care if Will Wade is admitting this or Will Wade saying this or our basketball, if we'll just take our chances with the NCAA, then that's fine too. But that's certainly a big gamble. And I don't know. To me, if I'm LSU, I care about my football program. And one of the rules when you're a basketball coach in the SEC, other than Kentucky, is don't do anything to attract attention to yourself. And I don't think that's quite how LSU basketball is. Probably the most attention LSU basketball has gotten in a long time.
All right, Dan Wetzel, our guest from Yahoo Sports. Dan, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Just curious to get maybe a quick thought or two from you on Tiger King.
So I've only watched some. But these guys look like they know how to party. I mean, I'll give it that. Yeah, I don't know. I got to see it all before I can make a full statement. So you're going to have me back on.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Fair enough, man. We'll always have you back on. All right, just make sure that you watch Tiger King. We'll get a full report on you looking at your dishwasher as well the next time we have you on, okay? We'll do it soon.
I got plenty of time in my hand now, so.
All right. The great Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports, our guest. We'll come back, wrap up 3HL after this.
So.